I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Her singing took the country by storm during the third season of American Idol, where she beat out another newcomer named Jennifer Hudson to win Idol's top prize. She's recorded two albums, published her memoirs, and went to Broadway in the adaptation of Alice Walker's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Color Purple. And she's entered the realm of stars where only one name is necessary. Fantasia is now reprising the role of Celie in the Washington, D.C. run of The Color Purple. And she was kind enough to let us stop by when she was taking a pause before a performance one afternoon. Fantasia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Are you one of those performers who's superstitious about reviews? Some performers don't like to hear reviews. Are you superstitious?
No.
Okay, good, because I'm going to read this one. Fantasia not only carries off the whole stage acting thing in The Color Purple, but also practically carries the entire lumbering musical on two solid shoulders. She is, in other words, a wonder, a natural, an ample reason to go and find the joy in the more satiny moments of a sometimes syrupy evening in the Kennedy Center Opera House. That is high praise from a person who is not known to drink the Kool-Aid, as he would say. How's it feel?
Good. Mm-hmm. It really does. It feels good. Sometimes, I know this sounds weird, but sometimes I wish I could come out of my body and sit in the audience and see what people see.
How come?
Because when I hear what they say, or when I see their faces or their cry, I want to see. I'm like, wow, they say you touch me, or you really embody the role you are, Celie. One woman said, you're not Fantasia. When you stepped out on the thing, I was like, that's Celie. I was like, really? She's like, yes. So it makes me feel good, but I just wish as if I could see that.
Had you had a desire growing up to be on Broadway? Was that something that you aspired to?
No. Actually, The Color Purple was my first Broadway show I'd ever seen.
The first one you'd ever seen? Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a Broadway show.
How did you get that role? Well, I understand that this is the stuff of legend now.
All right. They tricked me. No, I'm just playing. I had been performing in New York for a while, doing my shows with my music. And I remember I arrived by the theater, and I was like, I want to see that show because I love the movie. And my manager at the time, she called me and said, well, they invited you. They gave you some free tickets. And we went, and I was like, wow, they do this every night. The stage was moving, and everything was going. I was blown away. Never seen a Broadway. Seen some plays in North Carolina when we create plays, but nothing on this level. And she says, they want to take you out to eat afterwards. So I'm thinking, they must really like me. So we get to the restaurant, and they pull out this paper, and it had my name on the marquee. And I said, that is so pretty. Can I have that? And he says, yes, only if you be my Celie.
You did not see that coming.
Mm-mm. So even then, I told them, you got to give me some time, because I like to pray about everything I do, because if I'm going to do it, I want to do my best at it. And I remember going home, and I prayed, and I told my mom. I kept thinking, I kept nodding my head, no, me, be the Celie. I've did my movie, and that was a little difficult, but I worked with Debbie Allen on my Lifetime movie. But now... But
the movie, which was an adaptation of your memoir, mm-hmm. about your own personal story.
Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, it was easier.
You're playing yourself.
I'm playing myself, and I'm touching situations I probably didn't want to go back to, but here I am going on Broadway, playing Celie. Mm-mm. I prayed about it. And my mother came to me in the room one day, and she says, you might as well call him, it's yours. And I called him, I said, I guess I'm y'all Celie. And here I am.
What made you say yes?
I guess they seen something in me that I didn't see in myself. And God, I believe, always opens doors. And here's a door that he had opened. How dare I sit back and say no to it? The way it came to me, I had to do that. And I always tell people, yeah, I don't think it's something I wanted to do. It's something I had to do.
I've been thinking about that because your own life has not been an easy one. You're still a young woman, very young. And yet you have lived a lot. You have had many experiences, some of them not ones we would wish on anyone. Mm-hmm. You have suffered sexual abuse, mm-hmm. physical abuse. This role requires that you live there 8 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
It's a lot. It takes a lot of discipline. I always like to say, though, I'm doing it because I'm touching somebody who's been through some of the same things, who probably didn't overcome or come out like I came out. I overcame mine. Some people don't overcome. They end up on drugs. They end up alcoholics. They end up on the streets prostituting. So if I can be an example and touch somebody, then I'm going to do it. I didn't want to do this role.
And I see there are actually tears coming down your cheeks, actually all of ours, to be honest. What are you feeling right now?
You know, people don't know that it takes a lot. It's like a ministry. And I carry that. When I first did it in New York, I didn't know how to come out of character. So that was heavy on me. And I would call my mom and I would say, I can't do this anymore. Can't do it. I don't know who I am anymore. But this time is different because I know how to come out of character, thank God. But when I begin to see those people when they walk out of the building and they're crying and men are crying, and I see that God has placed me here for a reason.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Fantasia. She is starring once again as Celie in a stage adaptation of Alice Walker's The Color Purple. She's currently appearing at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. You know what's hard for me? What was hard for me in watching you in that performance, watching the play and having read the book? And I think this is hard for a lot of African-American women, a lot of women in general, but African-American women, is hearing the people in your life continually call you ugly. Mm-hmm. Over and over again, people call you ugly. She's so ugly. So many women struggle with worthiness mm-hmm. and feeling judged by their looks. Is that hard to hear that day every after night. Day, every day? And I just want to say for the record, you are lovely.
Oh, thank you.
The 8 people who never saw you on American Idol. I just want to clarify that. But is that hard?
Yes, it's hard, you know. Celie, she's not, to me, the way I see her, she's not ugly. I see Celie as being beautiful because that's the woman that I've become to know, but she's been told she's ugly by everybody. She begins to put her head down.
A lot of the critics have noted the way your whole body takes on the sense of being beaten down. Mm-hmm. Is that where that came from, that closing in on itself?
Yes, it's kind of like she wants to stay in her own world. I'd rather just stay down here other than look you out of eye just to hear you say the same thing to me. And I got to give you this example. I have to give you this example. The other night, I don't normally see people in the audience because I'm in the role, I'm gone. But the other night, this one night, I see this young girl in the front row. We're at the end now, and we do this song. It's Take a Grain of Love. Everybody's clapping with us. Everybody's up on their feet, but this one little girl. She's in the chair, and she's boo-hooing, and I see her. She's going. And at the end, we do this thing, and I say, man. And I looked at her mother, and I told her mother to tap her, and I said, man, amen to her. And she fell down. So I told the people backstage, I said, can you get her and bring her to my room? Because I wanted to know what she was going through and what she took from the play. She was 14 years old, low self-esteem, felt ugly, didn't feel like she belonged. She felt like nobody even loved her. I said, so how do you feel now? She didn't even call me Fantasia. She called me Celie. Well, you went through this and you went through that, but you came out and she felt so much better. And I said, okay, God, that's why I do this play for that 14-year-old girl. And she was pretty, y'all. Tall, pretty girl. I said, you're pretty. But to her, somebody must be teasing her or picking on her. Or you never know. She could have been touched, molested, anything. But when she left this building, Celie gave her a whole new look at things. So I embody that role. I take it on. When I put my outfit on, I'm no longer Fantasia. I am Celie. And it's weird. I never thought I would be saying that. But I am that woman when I'm on that stage and people are being touched. It's a must that everybody, men, because it allows men to see how women should be treated, how they should talk to women. These young boys out here, they need to see this play. Every young girl needs to get in this building. Because what they don't know and what society has made you feel like you have to be a certain way to be pretty. But beauty comes in all shapes, sizes, colors, short hair, long hair, short little nose, big lips. It doesn't matter. You're beautiful. And Celie finally realizes that when I begin to sing I'm Here. She finally says, you know what? I don't need Shug Avery to love. I got my hands. She has a home. Just the small things that we tend to get up every day and forget about.
Where she's safe.
Yes.
I think we should play a little bit of I'm Here. We were speaking earlier about the fact that you had to learn how to leave the character at the theater and not carry it around with you mm-hmm. all the time. Are there any other differences in reprising the role now than when you were on Broadway earlier? Is there anything else you've noticed that's different?
Yes, I'm different. I've grown. I've gotten rid of a lot of baggage. I had a lot of people trying to come after me, take away from me.
Why?
Ooh, I guess that's the industry. And a lot of people, when they feel like you don't know, they take advantage of that.
One other similarity between you and Celie, she was forced into the separation from children in a very cruel way. Mm-hmm. But one of the circumstances of your work is that you have to be separated from your child mm-hmm. now. And I wanted to ask, how do you deal with that?
That's difficult. But I was smart this time. She's with me.
Oh, okay.
She's with me this time.
So what's she doing? Summer camp?
Summer camp and gymnastics. So she's here. And it's still, I'm here at the theater all day, every day. And I've missed a lot of years with Zion from being on the road. She's been with my mother, and she's about to be 8. So for 7 of those years, I've been on the road, and she's been at home.
Does that add something to that moment where you are in the play? I don't think I'm giving anything away, I hope. Reunited with your children? Does that add a little element to
it? Yes, because being a mom, you know, with Celie, I understand how she feels as a mom. And she gets her kids taken away from her at the age of 14. That's young. But here's something that she finally has. That she can hold on to and love, innocence love, something that ain't gonna call her ugly, something that ain't gonna beat up on her, finally. And that they take, and Pa takes that away from her too. Did anybody have kids and you have?
No, the idea of like not seeing your children just make you feel like you could stop breathing. You just would like it to end now, really.
Yes.
But let's turn to the happier things. And so we thank you for that. And I don't know what else is left. American Idol winner. Memoir, movie made of the memoir, Broadway star, mm-hmm. touring star. Yes. I don't know what else is left. You going to NASA? You going to go on a space shuttle? mission? What are your thoughts?
Well, if they ask me, I'm going to pray about it and I'll go. But no, right now I'm also doing a documentary on my life with VH1. So they're following me around right now. And after the lights go off and mic go out, they show what Fantasia does after that. And that's being a mom, a sister, a daughter, a friend, taking care of my whole family. And also getting my diploma.
Really? All right. Okay.
I've been talking about it for so long. And it's like, come on now, Tasia, you've been talking about it. You might as well practice what you preach. And my daughter now, who's dealing with the whole school situation, and I have a 16-year-old brother who I just sent to military school because it was needed. I'm going to get my diploma to show them, okay, God has blessed. Yes, he has. But education is still very important. So I'm getting my diploma.
Well, check in with us and tell us how that's going. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Everything. It won't be my class, but I will walk with the class.
That's right. Well, so, you know, we are good at school. We're good studiers. So if you need any study partners, you just let us know. finally, we just wondered, you still watch American Idol?
I do. I get addicted.
You get addicted too? Okay.
I get addicted. American Idol is it's a blessing, and I always look at it so that I won't forget where I come from. Because you can get out here and get a little big-headed and get to the point where you feel like, all right, I didn't made it. But I just go back to the things that should allow me to remember who I am and where I come from.
Fantasia. We told you she doesn't need another name, but we'll tell you what it is anyway. Fantasia Barrino. She is currently starring as Celie in the Color Purple production, now playing in Washington, D.C. And, of course, she's the third season winner of American Idol. And she was kind enough to take time out of a very busy schedule and a demanding schedule to visit with us at the Kennedy Center. Fantasia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you happen to be in the Washington, D.C. area, you can see Fantasia in the Color Purple. It runs through August 9th at the Kennedy Center. Plus, we have pictures from our interview and a blog posting from one of our staff members about the production. You can check that out at the Tell Me More page at npr.org. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.